With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel says it almost has complete control of the northern Gaza Strip. The Israeli military bombed areas of northern Gaza overnight. Police are searching for the gunman after a deadly shooting Saturday at a Florida mall. The Ocala Police Department says a 40-year-old man was killed in what appears to be a targeted shooting at the Paddock Mall. At a news conference on Saturday, Ocala Police Chief Mike Balkin said the original 911 call came in as an active shooter.
We responded with a heavy police presence. Officers immediately made entry into the mall. Ultimately discovered that this was not what we would consider an active shooter. There was a shooting that took place inside the mall we believe was possibly a targeted act of violence.
Audio courtesy WKMG Orlando. Early this morning, police released a picture of a person of interest in that shooting. Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration will be doubling down on abortion in the 2024 election cycle. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more on the story.
The White House says Vice President Kamala Harris is planning a nationwide series of events to promote legal access to abortion. Last year's overturning of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court was a historic setback for Democrats, but since then, voters have backed abortion rights in several midterm and state ballot elections. The Vice President's first event is scheduled for Wisconsin, a critical battleground state, on January 22nd, the anniversary of the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Airports across the country are packed with holiday travelers this weekend. FlightAware reports there have been over 1,900 flights delayed or canceled into or out of the U.S., with Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport seeing the most travelers. TSA expects over 39 million to travel. This is SRN News. A Christian pastor says there is hope for Egypt.
Noted pastor and evangelist Dr. Michael Youssef tells the Christian Post his recent evangelistic effort in Cairo had an attendance of over 17,000 people. He says that is evidence that amid the darkness, the gospel shines brightest. The 75-year-old pastor of the Church of the Apostles in Atlanta, Georgia, revealed that the November event far exceeded the initial expectation of 6,000. Of those, more than 7,800 put their faith in Christ. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A Republican district attorney has appealed a court ruling that determined an 1849 Wisconsin law does not ban abortions, a decision that cleared the way for abortions to resume in the state. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Irmansky asked that the appeal be heard in the state's Second District Court of Appeals, where three of the four judges are conservative. This is SRN News. An interesting concept in the Aloha State.
Hawaii announcing the first recipients of a program aimed at helping medical professionals to pay off student loans in exchange for a two-year commitment to provide care in the state. Governor Josh Green says he wants the Hawaii Healthcare Education Loan Repayment Program to become a national model. The state says 492 healthcare workers will have up to $100,000 in loans paid, all part of the first round of the program. Jason Walker reporting.
SpaceX successfully launches a pair of reconnaissance satellites early today from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The flight of the Sarah 2 mission carrying a payload for the German military had originally been scheduled for Saturday. It was delayed due to pre-flight checks. More details at SRNnews.com.